there. My name is Tyler Lewis. I work from the deep within the heart of Texas as an organizer in Local 100. I'm here with
April Shaw,
Taisha Davis,
Monica,
Rosemary.
And we're here at Felix Cook Elementary. Today, you know, we're talking about where you're from, what's going on with HISD, how would you like to see the changes? And today, we want to know, where are you from? Where are you from?
Houston,
Texas.
Houston.
All right. We all here from Houston. That's good. Did you grow up here? Was this originally where you're from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been a member with the Local 100?
About six years.
Okay.
Four
going on 5 years now.
Wow. Yourself?
About four.
It's all good. Okay. Do you have children?
Yes.
How many? Let me ask.
One.
I have six.
Wow. Beautiful. Big house. You said one?
Two.
Wow. That's beautiful. How long have you worked for HISD?
4 going on 5.
Okay.
This go around 6, 7.
Okay. And yourself?
4 going on 5 years in January.
Okay. So, you have some experience about what's going on with HISD. You see the things that you want to change, some stuff you wish you didn't see, you know, things that happening with HISD. We know that the school board is now having their... Yes. They're having their little maintenance issues right now. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it. That's why I took my keys out of HISD.
Oh, wow. She took her kids out. That was one of the questions, you know, would you recommend your kids to go to HISD?
Yeah, HIV is just doing it too much.
Okay.
Like, you can't want our kids to do right when y'all are. Y'all grown people.
Exactly.
That's why my kids are in Sheldon ISD.
Oh, wow. A whole nother. Okay. And what about yourself, Miss Monica?
They need to give us more money.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
That's what they really need to do.
Well,
and I know I'm jumping the gun, mm-hmm. but that's
if they give us more work, but don't want to pay us more.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not satisfied because they didn't give us a raise this year, and we deserve that raise, especially when the harvest.
Right, with the hurricane.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, there was a hurricane that hit Houston, devastated a lot of lives, and a lot of homes were wrecked. And a part of those homes were the food service, custodial services, and definitely the supporting staff of HISD. There was an incentive program that was sent out, but never actually came out. How do you feel about that?
Well, ma'am, I have 6 children, and I was looking forward for that money because I was here on time, came to work every day. And actually, I cried because I didn't get that incentive to pay.
That affected a lot of people's Christmas.
Oh, yes.
That affected a lot of people's... That could have helped some people get back a little bit or get almost right from Harvey,
mm-hmm.
if they would have given the incentive pay and gave the raises. But a lot of people lost a lot of things that can't be replaced. And waiting on FEMA, I got a whole truck totaled. FEMA told me no because I had insurance. I had to go with my insurance. So it was a brand new truck. My insurance only paid it off.
Wow.
So... Yeah.
Things that we have to deal with in Houston, Texas. Now that it is now, you know, some time has passed, how have you recovered? Have you recovered any? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. You have to get me another truck because of Harvey.
Wow. Well, these are some of the things that has happened. We are still in the process of recovering. So, you know that Local 100 is pushing for the 14 an hour. Actually, it's been brought up that we want to push for 15 an hour. How do you feel about that?
That would be good.
With all the stuff that they're giving us, they should pay us a little bit more than that, but I can accept the 14 and the 15.
15.
I like the shot.
To be that.
15. Well, you know, Chick-fil-A is making 15. Why can't HIS?
Chick-fil-A workers make, that's what we're campaigning.
Chick-fil-A makes 15 an hour, so why can't the supporting staff make 15 an hour?
Oh my God, yes, nutrition service.
Another thing HIS you need to be worried about is our feet.
We're on our feet all day. So you want work shoes?
Better work shoes. These little cheap shoes.
They provide you with work shoes,
They're still cheap, and my feet still hurt.
Okay.
That's why I don't wear it. I wear Skechers.
And mine was too big, which was hurting my feet, and also my pants. I am a big lady, and
it's taking her. We've gotten our uniforms, and she still hasn't got
hers. I still haven't got anything yet.
They need to give us our things in a timely manner.
I have to wear my regular clothes.
So, not having the right equipment is very prominent for working in HISD. So, why did you join the union?
For situations like if I feel someone is bullying me and I can handle the situation, I can always call my union rep and have them deal with it because my mouth is very nasty and I be fired. The situation be resolved.
I just felt like joining the union was a good choice for me. So someone can advocate certain situations for me, because in some days we can't leave to go handle certain things, and the union can help us in that way. They can go and advocate for us at the main building if need be, or go speak for me in a situation where I can't, if I can't leave work, because I do need to have my job,
right,
as well as be treated fairly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, thank you. Do you think that some of the changes that's going on makes your workplace better, or?
Sometimes, I can tell you money makes everybody's workplace better, makes everybody's attitude better. Everybody gets happy around payday.
Definitely.
You can have a rough week,
payday will make up
for me being tired.
Mm-hmm.
And if the money's right, it makes everybody's day go a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm. So getting the raise, it would definitely, you know, help you to, you know, feel better and comfortable with coming to work or wanting, you know, that drive to come to work. That's good. How do you feel about, you know, your supervisor? Do they treat you fairly?
We got the best supervisor.
She high.
We got the best supervisor.
Yeah, she's good.
She's nice. Very sweet.
Within working in HISD and in a school setting, how do you, you know, manage? What is your day-to-day task?
I manage the kitchen.
Okay.
So I have a lot of different attitudes, a lot of different personalities I have to deal with. I have awesome staff. I have the best staff in HISD, actually. I don't know. It's I just have a wonderful staff. So I don't have a lot of those type of problems that a lot of people have in their kitchens with a lot of drama and a lot of foolishness and a lot of chaos. We one big happy family over here.
I do see that when I come here. It's always, you know, laughter and happiness, and it feels good to be here. Mm-hmm. Certain kitchens, you do not get that vibe. But, you know, with time, y'all have grown together and things, and I think that does affect your jobs, you know, day to day.
We are with each other more than we are with our family.
So we are a family here.
Yeah. A bunch of sisters that I can't stand half of the time.
That's what a family is.
I can't stand my sister half of the time.
I like your dynamic here. It is very nice. Do y'all come from any other schools, or was this your first school?
Phyllis Cook was my first school.
Mm-hmm. I trained her.
I started at Clemente with Ms. Deidre Lowry. Then I went to Sherman. And then I came over here.
Okay. What about you? Was this your first?
No, this was not my first school. This is my second go around. But my first school, I was closer to my house.
Okay.
I'm like 30 minutes from my house. Okay. There are schools in my area that I could have applied for. I came here to work only for 2 days and 1 week.
Okay.
And my old principal loved me. Since we have a new principal now, she loved me too. But my old principal, the first day she met me, she wanted me here, and she stole me from my old area. So I'm a loyal person, and until you show me different, I show you different. But she wanted me here, and I was like, okay, I'll go to 30 extra minutes away just for you, just to see. And now I'm attached to my ladies, and my ladies better be attached to me.
Yes, we are.
I mean, I think it's beautiful. You know, it also shows the work ethic that you all have and things of that nature. And especially, like, your reputation precedes you going places. So, that's a wonderful thing. Well, you know, with the campaign that we're doing, it would be at least $2,000 extra more dollars in your pocket. How would you spend that money?
Well, I'm addicted to shopping, both me and Ms. Monica. And I have a preference. I like James Avery.
Oh.
I like Michael Kors.
Nice jewelry.
I'm an Apple girl.
Okay.
And I have two kids that are very expensive. So, $2,000 extra
a year.
Me and my sister be in the store right now if I had to get them out of camera right now.
Oh. Wow.
You already know for me, I'll pay that rent up.
Hey.
And I will go shopping for them six kids of mine.
Hey.
I just have one. And he is very spoiled because he is the only one. And he's the only boy with his name. And his family. So
wow.
He'll get it.
He's spoiled, double all capital letters.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Right.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Well, us, you know, only children. It is what it is. But okay, yeah. Okay.
He's the only one. He's pretty spoiled.
He acts just like his mama. Uh-oh. Like a two.
So, getting to the political side of things, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been voting since I turned 18.
Okay, wonderful. Have you ever encouraged anyone else to, yes, you know, register and get ready?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Did you vote for Trump?
No.
No.
Hell,
no.
I did not.
No, I did not.
I rebuke. That is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Did you vote for Hillary, or?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because there's another person on the ballot that was. So, do you feel like Trump is moving us forward into the...
He's moving us forward into more racism is what he's moving us forward into.
Oh, wow.
In a war zone.
Correct.
And also, about them... immigrants coming over and all that, he's just doing too much.
Okay.
Well, this country is built on
a lie.
It's built from immigrants.
And on lies.
And
this land was stolen. And his mama and daddy is not American. And his wife is neither.
Well,
strong feelings.
I have not followed anything of Trump since he's gotten in office. I know of
he's
him.
He's not my president.
I know of him trying to build a bridge.
A wall.
For the immigrants. But this country is made up from immigrants. We've done the work. well, not we per se, but the immigrants did all this work. Mm-hmm. We've gotten past a little bit of the, what is it called? The racism. But now, since he's been back in office, a lot of things are now back black and white. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. I'm raising a young man. Definitely. And I don't need him to feel any different than from my neighbors. I have Hispanic neighbors. Mm-hmm. My neighborhood is of mixed nationalities. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to feel different from the little girl across the street than he does from the little boy down the street. Mm-hmm. I wasn't raised seeing color, and I don't want him raised seeing color. Mm-hmm. But every time you turn on the TV, that's all you're hearing about is
a child getting killed by a police officer.
Right. And it's my child wants to be a police officer.
Wow.
And all his pictures, he's taking pictures in police officers' uniforms, and I don't want to discourage him from being a police officer, but I don't want him to be fearful of his life every time he sees somebody white.
Wow.
Or of a different, he's at the age now where he's kind of understanding certain things, mm-hmm. but I don't want that to be something that he's focused on. And with this president, that's pretty much what the world is focused on. He's depreciating America, depreciating our dollar. After a while, nobody gonna want to trade with us due to him. We getting the short end of the stick, mm-hmm. as Americans, mm-hmm. due to our president's beliefs.
Do you feel the same way? Have boys?
Mm-hmm. I have three boys and three girls.
Oh, perfect.
I have a boy and a girl. My boy is 9.
Wow.
He asked me questions about Donald Trump and all that little crap every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all already done the sit down talk with them about you are, you know,
yes.
what you are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
what age did you start?
I want to say I started, my son was maybe 4.
I started Dennis when Trayvon Martin got shot.
I think I started when he was like about 4. Because he's a Y.
Mm-hmm.
A Y kid. Mm-hmm. Why is this one like this and why is that like that? And he used to refer to color as flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I want she's chocolate. She's caramel. She's vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I explained to him, no, that's mm-hmm. that's not the proper term for a person's color. Well, mama, she is vanilla. No, baby, her skin color is light complected. She is, and my family is all different shades.
Right.
From the darkest of the dark to the lightest of the light. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him seeing color as his color. He's caramel.
Okay.
I don't want him to see himself being caramel and
right.
see another kid and think, okay, well, this kid is going to act the same way I act. It may not have the same beliefs. And I've tried since he was maybe 4 or 5, trying to...
Yeah.
Now he's older. He knows. But he doesn't know.
Right. What about your boys?
They don't even question me nothing about Donald Trump or what he's doing and about the racism and none of that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, would you prefer working 8 hours in, you know, food service department? What would you do in that 8 hours if you got it?
Prep.
I have all stuff to be done.
Okay. Prep food. You don't have to worry about her coming in here rushing in the morning time. Get everything ready. Even though we're supposed to prep, which we do, but everything will be done for the next following day, so we won't have nothing to worry about. Oh, we don't have this and we don't have that, and we already know what we have. You know? Mm-hmm. And the money will be lovely.
So, 8 hours, like, will we be coming in early or getting out late?
It all depends, but up to the school board. The main thing is, of course, you need those votes in order for you to do it. So we definitely want to have a strong, you know, membership system so we can have people vote on, you know, school board members, or, you know, vote on, yes, you know, you want these things to change. You know, numbers matter. Numbers matter. How do you feel about, you know, the substance that HISD is, you know, preparing for your children? Do you think it's healthy? Do you think it could be better?
It could be better. The food can be better.
The salad is nice, though.
The salad bar is nice. That's a new thing that they've come up with. That's nice. The fresh fruit and vegetable program. That's nice. That's a nice program. But the flavors.
Okay.
The flavors. We have nutritionists who deal with that. Mm-hmm. That the it gives off a good smell.
That wheat stuff, but it's
not. It's not a
pleasant taste.
It has a good flavor. It's just not. Most kids are looking for either sweet, salty, or a combination of both. Mm-hmm. It can smell good. It smells good. It looks good. But when they taste it, well, it smelled like it had salt and pepper, but it don't have no flavor.
We've come across someone that else kitchen that stated they should put salt and pepper packets back in, you know, the little packaging that they give with the utensils. Do you feel like they should do that?
I don't think so, because
first of all, they're kids.
They're kids. Those packets, the paper, it's not so much as cost effect. I don't think it'll be hard for them to supply that. I think it would be for safety reasons.
Well, yeah.
The pulling of the packets.
Middle school and high school kids only.
The paper. It's okay. The paper. That little paper. I can see somebody pulling it open with their mouth choking on that little bit of piece of paper.
And pre-K don't need the type. I mean, elementary kids don't need the type of stuff.
No. I think if they let us use seasonings, spices, in our mm-hmm. recipes. Mm-hmm. We follow our recipes. I think if we had the options to put more spice back into the food, mm-hmm. like back in the day, mm-hmm. they used to have seasoned food.
Oh, yes.
The kids ate more.
The food, yeah.
The mm-hmm. kids ate the food more.
Now they wheat stuff, negative.
I mean,
but wheat is not always have to be bad. It's sometimes it's healthy, and
I think the
healthy
way you
is
cook
good.
It.
It's
just the way you cook things. I understand.
I can eat wheat. Mm-hmm. But nobody want to eat wheat every day.
Wheat pizza, all of our bread.
Remember back in the day,
wheat
pizza, 12 pieces, like, them go hard.
Well, you know, 1994. Mm-hmm. we still had some good people to, throw down.
94,
in the kitchen. Favorite thing was Thanksgiving dressing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing with the little gravy on the side. Mm-hmm.
But you see, you know, that see, you're 94, baby.
Look.
That 94. I was cooking in 96. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard job. That's real turkeys. That's real prep.
Yeah.
That's real.
I was making real
beef. This is all processed or frozen.
It's prepackaged. But the turkeys in 94, 95, 96 were real turkeys.
Okay.
And that's a 3-day process, 3 to 4-day process.
Mm-hmm.
That There's not enough hours in the day.
We got paid now. Then they need back in the day, but no.
And we thankful for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to the side of, you know, being a member and things, when has there ever been a time that you've had to use the union? And did they come through?
I never had to use it.
Me either.
We just recently had an issue.
My fellow co-worker had an incident here at the school with one of the staff, and she felt like she was being harassed, so she called the local 100, and Miss Lewis came out first, handled the best way she could, and then Mr. Simmons came, and he did what he had to do, and my sister is still here.
At the school, being treated fairly.
That's good. Well, I want to thank you ladies for sitting down and having a conversation with me. And, you know, this is Tyler Lewis talking from deep within the heart of Texas with the food service staff at
Cook Elementary.
And be sure to listen for another interview from the Local 100 Texas members. Tune in at Local 100 on acornradio.org for 8 a.m. on Tuesdays, and catch us again at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.